Planet Earth. He's not crowned. He's just, that's where he's got to be. Now in chapter 4, he's going to be spending some time with the woman at the well, and then he's going to spend 2 full days in a Gentile city. He can't be anywhere else. That's where he's got to be. We're going to learn how he interacts with these various people. What are we seeing? If our eyes will let us, what we're seeing is how the Holy Spirit deals with all of us throughout all of our life on the spiritual journey of faith that we're on. The Holy Spirit can be what? Everywhere at one time. The Holy Spirit can be convicting every unbeliever, Nicodemus, the immoral woman at the well, all these people, at the same time. And what we're seeing is how the Holy Spirit will work if we can see how Jesus Christ is doing it. The Holy Spirit is what? Indwells every believer. So he's going to take every believer on a journey of faith. Because there's every believer on a journey of faith. And we're going to see, as we follow through to Christ, we're going to get a glimpse of how the Holy Spirit works with me and with you and with others. And this is another reason, people, why we pray for one another, not judge one another. I don't care what they're doing, where they are. You met the woman before this encounter and you would slam dunk her, not even knowing that she's on this great journey, and where this woman is going to go is unbelievable. Unbelievable where she's going to go. We've got to learn to stop judging and realize what truth, if we say it, do we really mean it, what is going on in people's lives? I don't care their age, their sex, their economics, whatever. I don't care their sin. And I know my critics are going to say, oh boy, he's making a lot of sin. No, I'm not. You want to talk about sin, I'll talk about the cross. What I want to talk about is what Jesus Christ is going to do. And the way he takes these people on this journey. And we're going to see things. So we're going to see on the journey of faith how the Holy Spirit works. With Nicodemus, he takes him away from thinking according to the world, according to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We studied all of this to an entirely different way of thinking. Nicodemus thought he could figure everything out. You can't figure anything out. He went from earth to heaven. From figuring it out to just trusting the one whom God has sent, the one that is standing there talking to him.